Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, August 3rd, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we normally prepare these messages each weekday morning, but we've been traveling throughout the Midwest the last several days and have been unable to prepare them. And it's a joy to share a perspective with you today based upon an experience we had just several days ago. Today's message is titled, Jesus Will Still Be There. And we have three scripture portions from Jeremiah 31, verse 3, and two from Hebrews chapter 13.
The Lord appeared to us in the past, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with loving kindness. God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever.
We're enjoying our travels here in the Midwest on our summer vacation. We flew out of Baltimore early on Tuesday morning and have been traveling throughout Missouri for the past several days. Now we're gathered with the Steincross family, that's my mother's side, at a large resort here in Branson, Missouri. There are about 100 family members who we expect to gather throughout the weekend. We're looking forward to getting caught up on happenings over the past year.
The first night we stayed in Higginsville with Stephen's Uncle Don and his wife Aunt Mary, who live right in town next door to a large brick church, which is in the process of being remodeled. Workers were carrying out old, torn-out carpeting throughout the day, as well as other waste material that needed disposal.
Ms. Brooksine and I were observing the busy workers at the church and people coming and going at the gas station convenience store just up the road. We decided to take a walk through the small town of Higginsville to get a feel of the town.
Right away, we saw a farmer's market and shopped for some fresh fruit to take back to our hosts. A church youth group had a small table set up with lemonade, and Stephen engaged in a conversation with one of the volunteers who happened to be a member of the church that is being remodeled. She was excited about the improvements to her church building, but shared that her granddaughter was a little upset about all the apparent destruction of the building she'd come to love.
But her grandmother told her, "Sweetheart, they're tearing out old carpeting that is worn out. The walls need new paper, and the pads on the pews will be brand new when all the work is done. It'll be just like a new church." The little girl still seemed a bit uncomfortable with all the changes, but after pausing a moment, she excitedly said, "But Jesus will still be there." Well, actually, the little girl was not making a theological statement, but referring to the beautiful stained glass window at the very front of the sanctuary that is a picture of Jesus.
In reality, it isn't the decor or size of the building, nor is it the location or newness of a church building that determines whether Jesus is present. Our Lord said, "For where two or three have gathered together in my name, I am there in their midst." That's such a great source of steadfast hope.
But the experience with the little girl sure got me thinking about a spiritual truth as we deal with all the changes we face in life. In fact, we see it right here at our reunion. I'm gathered with my cousins, and we were the young ones, only 40 or 50 years ago, but now we're the old ones. Settle deep in your spirit that our one and only certain source of hope and stability is Jesus Christ. He alone is an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. This is expressed so well in one of the great hymns of the church, The Solid Rock. The writer begins this classic hymn with these reassuring words, "My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness."
We selected verses today that express three unchangeable truths concerning God. He loves us with an everlasting love. He will never leave us. And thirdly, He is always the same.
As we ground our faith in these scriptural truths, we can, regardless of our temporal condition, experience the hope, peace, and assurance that is at the very heart of living an abundant life in Christ.
Let's pray. Jesus, my source of strength and victory is a result of knowing your love. and trusting you to care for me. You promise never to abandon me, but instead you carefully guide me through the changes that take place. Help me not to resist your plan, but rest in your promise that you will never leave me or forsake me. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen.
Amen. Well, we hope our regular podcast listeners or any new ones will forgive us for our discombobulation today. It's really hard to prepare these messages in a strange location. I have a hard time working on a small laptop, and it's not a normal setup, and we're not sure yet how this came out, but it's our goal to encourage, and we are grateful for comments we've received and appreciate the homemade sound of our message. We make no pretense we're not in a studio, but rather in a motel room this morning. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. We do have up on the site today a picture of that stained glass window, although the picture does not do it justice. Actually, they had built behind it and had to use artificial lighting to backlight it, which certainly wouldn't have been the same as years ago when the people looked at it and saw the natural light behind it. But it's still a pretty picture and gives you some idea of what the little girl was referring to in the story. Today we also have a link to a song that really goes with the message called Jesus Will Still Be There. You'd think the little girl was actually quoting the title of the song. It's a Point of Grace song that we've enjoyed for some time. And we actually have found an audio version that you should be able to click on and play. And it looks like, I think it's an original of the Point of Grace. I'm not sure. But I think it is, and it's not going to sound as good as if you buy a CD or anything like that, but you can get an idea. Well, we do hope to post a message on Monday, and then probably we'll be breaking for a couple of other days as we prepare to go back to Pennsylvania, and hopefully then Thursday or Friday resume our regular daily weekday ministry. Well, thank you for joining us today, and it's just a real joy to continue to serve the Lord and realize His steadfast love for each one of us. Thank you.